The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Thank God it's
Friday.
Thank God it's
Friday. Friday.
Ah, my favorite music, disco. I've got my open collar, my chains, my bell bottoms. I'm doing the John Travolta point in the air that everybody thinks they can do, but that really can't. That they really look awkward doing, that only Travolta could really do. Hey, happy Friday. 6:06 with Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning. Here we go. Oh, my goodness gracious. You know, like I keep telling you, the news cycle never stops. It ain't going nowhere. It ain't stopping. Here it is, October 5th already, and in the fall of 2018. And my goodness gracious, it is Friday. We want you to have a great, great Friday. But it's all about Kavanaugh, all about the vote this weekend. Senators will vote on cloture probably today, and they'll see that they'll put this confirmation in motion, and then we'll tell you what's going on with those senators. It was interesting. And a good morning to you. How you doing? It's Friday. You made it. You made it. Come on, the week is right behind us, and I always say take off if you want. I'll write the note. We'll write a note for you, for your boss. Is that good? Sorry, I don't feel like going to work today, boss. 4-day week, man, that would be awesome. Hey, but we're here, and we're proud that you're here. And as I'm reading and scouring over the news here, as I saw, first of all, Judge Kavanaugh writing that op-ed defending his testimony, and help me out here as we go along with that. Supreme Court nominee reading this story here, Brett Kavanaugh defending his fiery testimony he delivered to the Senate Judiciary Committee last week. See, to me, it wasn't fiery enough. But the judge wrote in the Wall Street Journal that during last week's hearing to address allegations of sexual assault, he was more emotional than he's ever been. He admitted he might have been too emotional. Did you feel that he was too emotional? I did not. I thought he was right on the money. I wanted to see him just jump up. He had every right to be that emotional, and I like that. As I said yesterday, the analogy that I used, when I saw Antonin Scalia scared me every time I was near him. I would look at him, I met him and chat, very, very nice gentleman, by the way. But boy, he didn't cross Antonin Scalia. That's the kind of Supreme Court justice you want, isn't it? One I want. And my dear friend Judge Knapp said, about Judge Kavanaugh's anger and political accusations were understandable for a man who believes he has been falsely accused in such a way as to taint his reputation for the rest of his life. And he's very, very true. Now, it's up to Manchin and Flake and Murkowski and Collins. And if we just get a couple of those. This seems like the right thing to do. I don't understand the protest because I don't understand what they're protesting for. If you have a disagreement with the ideology of Judge Kavanaugh, what he believes in, whether it's Roe versus Wade, I don't know what the message is. The messaging for the Democrats is so poor, I don't understand. I wish I could explain to you because a lot of us want to hear what it is. What is the message of the Democrats? They just rant, they scream, they whine, it's in your face. They disrespect the country. And what happened to this party? I'm so disappointed. I mean, not that they care what I think, really, but goodness gracious. And what are they? All the protests, 300 protesters arrested yesterday in New York, and they go outside Trump Tower. Is there a spokesperson that could tell us what the – I don't even – I have no idea. It's just anti-Kavanaugh. And they would do anything. And I really think, and you see the polls now, that this does look like it will hurt the Democrats in the midterm. Here's what I'm hoping. I'm talking to you because we're like your family here, right? I mean, if people show up, you could turn this upside down. It's historic. Only twice in like 150 years in the United States have the midterms gone along with the party in power. And now Donald Trump knows this. He's going out. And let me speak objectively. Please don't get crazy, right? Donald Trump goes out to where the people are. When I tell you I go on the road, I go where the folks are, you know, the Americans are, who appreciate the United States, who are proud of the United States, who are proud to be American. And he goes to these little pockets. He may turn this around. And I felt the same way when I felt before Donald Trump got elected. Because I said, just rip it up. That was my impetus. And I knew Donald Trump for 30 years on and off, you know, peripherally. And I knew it's not going to be crazy like everybody says. He's incredibly smart and it's going to be fine. But you have to really go in there to turn things upside down. And that's why we voted for Donald Trump. And that's what could happen in them. If that happens in the midterms, man, and me, I'm guilty as charged. I love the drama of it all. Love the drama of it all. So we'll see what happens, but it could turn around because, again, there's no message from the progressive socialists except free everything. And then when you look to people that I've admired, like the governor of New York, and he can't get money for the subways. I mean, how do you not get money for the subways? It's so expensive to live in the city of New York. There's homeless people all over. Every single hotel that I walk out of, as nice or even if they're mediocre hotels, every hotel, there's a homeless person to my right, homeless person to my left. They sleep in the doorways, you know, with the cardboard. And I stop and I say a little silent prayer and you want to help them. And then you don't know if they're violent, if they're mentally ill or not. How does that happen in the city of New York, in the United States of America? And how do progressive socialists who have all the power disregard the homeless? I cannot, in the name of God, figure that out. You would think they'd want to. No, let's do congestion pricing. Great idea, Governor. That's a great idea. So guys like me, who pay a fortune to work in New York, who get their paycheck sliced because of New York taxes, who have to stay in hotels and get slammed in occupancy tax. What's an occupancy tax? Isn't it called a hotel? Aren't I occupying the hotel? Now I have to pay a tax for being? An occupancy tax is a tax for being there. It's like a being tax. What is an occupancy tax? Man, everything. Yet still not enough money to help the homeless. And now it's the drivers that have to help the subway. And I was in traffic. Yes, it's an excuse. It's an embarrassment in New York now. There's no flow. The good thing is this. And a lot of traffic comes out of our good friends doing construction, which is great. But no one in City Hall, because they're not business people, they don't know what, they have no idea what they're doing at City Hall in this administration. Like, because even Bloomberg, whether you like Bloomberg or not, he was a businessman. That's what he did. And you look at one street, you could say, all right, look, there's seven buildings going up down 41st Street, whatever it is. And they cut off, you know, they have to get the big equipment in, so you have to take a lane or two out. Then they take a lane or two out on the building on the right. It's 48th Street, actually. This really happened, where they were my two favorite garages. And they took the garages away, put buildings in. And then they cut like two lanes out. And then the next block, there's two lanes on the right side. You can't move. And I don't know that I know the answer, because you don't want to stop the construction. By the way, speaking of which, if that's not a telltale sign about this president, and I had somebody tell, this is not my idea, but, and we'll get all to the news, and it's Friday and everything, but I'm just riffing with you on this Friday, getting everything all out, is before, like, 2008 hit, right, and then Barack Obama got in, and all the companies got scared, right, and money was tight, and I know that in the nonprofit arena, too. People didn't want to give to certain nonprofits, you know, because it's hard, because they didn't want to let the money go. And this was my buddy telling me this. Then, and he's in real estate. And then he goes, when Donald Trump got in, and this is him talking, everybody felt this guy knows what he's doing because he's a real estate guy. He's a business guy. Now, if you look, and if you're listening outside the area, you have to see New York City now. and it's probably why there's traffic, but it's there's so much building, more building than I've ever seen in my 40 years going in and out of the city working. More, there's buildings everywhere, beautiful. They're just, literally touching the sky. I saw one building on the east side, or was it on the west side, taller, you know, than the Empire State Building. I'm an Empire State Building guy. You know what I mean? I remember King Kong. That's how old I am. King Kong. And oh, what's that? As a kid, I'm watching that. And that building is always iconic to me. That's being overshadowed now. But the fact of the matter is, there's people are spending. It's booming in New York. And I really think it comes from the White House, because they feel here's a guy that understands the economy, you know. But so you have to accept that and appreciate that and give credit where it is due. And this is my friend, my real estate guy, said, as soon as the president's in, they criticize the guy about everything. Look what he's doing. Look, you should see New York if you come in. It's a good thing. Thing is, I don't know how to deal with traffic, what to do with traffic, but it was insane. Just getting and then answer me this. Someone could maybe have an answer like this. Like going into the Lincoln Tunnel, going home, it's so jammed. You cannot move, right? You can't move. And there's buses. And the buses got to carry, hopefully they're full, and trucks and everything. And you're trying to squeeze through. And it takes an hour maybe to get through the, without exaggeration, the Lincoln Tunnel. And then you get out of the tunnel on the other side, on the Jersey side. It's wide open. There's not a car. Everybody's moving at a clip. Why does that happen? How does that happen? I think maybe you need a police officer on the other side of the tunnel going, come on. Come on, people dogging it on the way out. I can't figure out. It happens when you go in, too. You ever notice that? You come in, it's jammed, and then when you get to, like, Port Authority, buses go to the right, and it's pretty open, but in the tunnel, they just, and around it, it took me, like, 2.5 hours to get home, but I was coming home. I wanted to get home, and then I go back in, and then I go out, and then I go back in. Hey, but it's all good, and it's Friday, and that's a good thing, and it's 6:16 with Piscopo. In the morning, and it's Columbus Day. I'm just checking the news, making sure I'm covering everything for you. Columbus Day on Monday, and this is big for Italian Americans. I have such respect for the Native Americans of this country, what they went through, and how their land was taken away. And then, of course, we all know Native Americans have all the casinos. And when you work for Native Americans in the casino industry, I could speak about this firsthand. They treat you better than anybody, man. Better than anybody. I mean, back in the old days, I think I got the tail end when the mob owned all the casinos. That was great. The mob, like it or not, they'll whack you at McDonald's, but they treat you nice if you work for them in the casino. I got the tail end of that. But the Native Americans treat you so great. But don't take a day in the name of Columbus. Just don't take. And I love you for being in New York. I speak to my folks in New York and New Jersey. And in Connecticut, because we stand fast that it is Columbus Day. It's a celebration of the Italian-American community, which represents all of the communities in the United States of America, all of the ethnicity that is the foundation of the United States of America. That's what it represents. You're not going to take it away. So we will be on the air. I'll be with my buddy Kenny Rosato from ABC in New York, and I'll be proud to represent the Columbus Citizens Foundation. This is a stellar Italian-American foundation that gives away each year $2 million in money to kids that can't go to school otherwise. And they're just a great charity, a great nonprofit. And we'll be marching down Fifth Avenue, and I'll be on ABC 7 starting at noon on Monday, and we invite you to be there. So it's going to be a lot of fun. But, you know, no matter what your heritage is, you should celebrate it. You should just celebrate it and appreciate how much the ethnicity has given to the United States. And don't take it away. Just don't take it away, as they're trying to do. But you know what? This is New York, baby, and we ain't going nowhere. Hey, it's 18 minutes after 6 o'clock. The boys are with us. Frankie Five Boroughs is with us. You were, and Alice here. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, Joe. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, and it was great. And then I ended up going to I guess I could talk about the Grand Havana Room. Is that what it's called, Frank?
I believe so, yes.
Where they smoke cigars, right? And it was jammed. And I went there. We had some business over there and went with some friends. And you were invited, Five Bros. And Albert, you were invited as well. But you had a beer cast, I know. But,
yes.
But Frankie Five Bros, you had to rush back. But I got a
distinct... Well, no. I mean, I was here until about 10 to 3.
Oh, was it that late? We went over there. I'm sorry, because the meeting went very, very late. So our man Bo says, in Mr. G's office, or the Mayor G's office, Bo says, you tell Five Boroughs he's welcome here anytime. So there's my message
thank
to you,
you
all
very
right?
Much. Nice.
Yeah,
thank
man.
You.
Yeah, nice. you would love it, Frank. This is so your place, you know. I mean, they've got. I mean, I almost walked out of there married. I mean, how was it?
Interesting.
Oh, I can tell you about that. It was an interesting night. And Albert, and Frank, yes. You know, we're going to go to a break. Hmm. And what a great show we have. Let me run it down, guys. Keith Ablo, Dr. Keith Ablo. He's the official psychiatrist of the Joe Piscopo Show. Lord knows we need that. Spokesperson for Brainsway Depression Treatment. Gary Goldberg's going to tell you about the money. Representative Tom MacArthur, Republican congressman from New Jersey's 3rd, will join us. Jeffrey Lyons is going to tell you what films. Mike Gallagher, Elias Huzamadin, president of the Correction Officers Benevolent Association. He is just trying to get City Hall to protect his officers. And Elias will be with us this morning. Steve Adubato is going to tell you about the business breakfast coming up next week. And Mary Papayo is just a superstar. She's in our sales department, but she's a sports personality and was a sports personality coming from Arizona. Mary is going to join us live. We've been kind of lobbying for Mary to get on the air. She's going to be on the air this morning in the 9 o'clock hour and give us a breakdown. The Yankees out tonight it is, right?
Yes, is that right?
Man, I don't know. We'll talk about it when we come back. It's 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. A lot to get into. And it's all about Kavanaugh today. And Susie is still out there. Susie, thank you for staying in there for Debbie all week.
Oh, are you kidding? My pleasure. I wish I could have done it every day.
And I just happened to tune into Kenny on ABC. Yes. Saw Debbie over there.
Yes.
In the morning, which means she has to get up like 1, I think, when you do TV. You have to get up even earlier than radio.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to complain about getting up at 3:56. Debbie Dew's probably up by 2.
Hey,
so I'm not going to complain.
And we love having you with us.
Aww,
how we doing?
With you.
How are we doing this early in the morning at 6:21?
Well, Joe, let's start with New Jersey Transit. Big problem yesterday. Still have 30-minute delays on New Jersey Transit into and out of Penn Station from yesterday's derailment, so keep that in mind. FDR North at 116th Street, an accident just the left lane is getting by. Late running road work in Queens on the Belt Parkway eastbound through Merrick Boulevard, just the right lane is getting by. Alternate sides in effect, inbound George 20 for the upper, 10 at the lower. The inbound Lincoln is 10. The Holland's about 15 from either approach. New Jersey, heavy traffic on 287 southbound into exit 30. Yonkers, the Bronx River southbound at the Cross County. Just the right lane's blocked now. Another truck wandered onto the parkway. And the Southern State Westbound is packed from Nassau Road out to Elmont Road. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, this is Joe Piscopo. I don't think there's any more important service in any community than a hospital emergency room. The ER is where you go in crisis and where you expect to find dedicated, talented professionals any time of the day or night. Let me tell you that the ER at Trinitas Regional Medical Center is such a place in the Elizabeth and Union County communities. And the best news is Trinitas is growing their ER to serve you better. They're doubling the number of treatment rooms, adding state-of-the-art technology, and creating separate private areas for families and seniors. The community is 100% behind Trinitas, and they're donating the entire $18 million cost of this project. Trinitas is an outstanding place for healing. I've been there. I've met the people. Please learn more about Trinitas Regional Medical Center by visiting TrinitasRMC.org today. That's TrinitasRMC.org. Thank you.
Tune in to Shark Street Radio, The Future of Real Estate, every Sunday morning starting at 11 to hear former CEO of Property Shark, Bill Staniford, fill you in on the latest in real estate technology. Shark Street Radio focuses on the key challenges the real estate industry faces today and how advancements in technology can help. Listen as Bill interviews industry leaders challenging their perspective on the best and worst facets of New York's real estate industry. That's Shark Street Radio, Sunday mornings at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
You don't normally see them. They're hidden in the poor parts of town. Homeless men, women, and children. But this weekend on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi exposes the magnitude of the problem. Tens of thousands are homeless in every American city. Some used to be your neighbors. It's eye-opening. Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10, here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio. Don't forget, October 11th, we have our Salem Business Breakfast, and we want you to be there at the, this is at the Wanacue Academic Center, and that is at Passaic County Community College. We invite you to go over there, October 11th. Mitchell Modell will be there. Do I have to tell you that? That Mitchell Modell will be there? Mitchell is such a fun guy. He's the CEO of Modell Sporting Goods. He has agreed to be there live and in person, and you're going to love that. You're just absolutely going to love it. Steve Adubato, Steve's on the show later on, and Steve will be moderating this whole thing. Joan Herman from Conversations with Joan. Ace Watanasuparp of Citizens Bank will be there. DR Catering, crispy bacon, delicious pastries. Really a spectacular breakfast from our friend Dominic. This is so much fun. You got to be there. And it's free. It's free. Just go to am970theanswer.com, but you got to register to get in. Everybody's going to be there at this one. It's going to be huge. And it's right off of 287, Passaic County Community College in the Wanacue Academic Center. By the way, gorgeous. I mean, state-of-the-art, gorgeous. A great team over there. They always welcome us. We will be broadcasting live Thursday, October 11th from Passaic County Community College. I was born in Passaic, just saying. And I'll be broadcasting there with Frank Canal and Debbie and myself, okay? So register for free, please. Can today you do that? Because we want to see you there. Salem Business Breakfast, October 11th. Go to am970theanswer.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell Sporting Goods.
Thank you very much.
Count Basie.
Now, this man who's playing the piano is going to take me by the hand. And he's going to lead me from one saloon to another tonight and directly to the sheriff's office. Fly me to the moon. Let me swing up there with those stars.
And we dedicate that to John and Margo.
Let
baby.
Me see what oh, the spring yeah. is like on Jupiter and Mars.
John, very light on his in feet, Frank. You ever notice that when he dances with Margo like that, huh?
Absolutely.
Very, very romantic. Ah, one day I'll meet someone like that. Not. 626 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us. Oh, this is, wait, Lisa, it's all about Kavanaugh this, Kavanaugh that. We will get to it. But what happened now on Facebook? They apparently, you know, something was weird about my Facebook account when I went in and I went to open it. This was earlier in the week. And then it just went weird on my iPhone. And then some kind of different, structure in when I watched the Facebook. Something went weird as I watched it. And apparently, 50 million Facebook users were hacked. If you guys saw that. So now what they're saying is they're looking for compensation on that hackage. I don't know if that's the right word. But, and now they're saying you might, if you're a Facebook user, hacked Facebook users, this is from London, so I don't, from England. I don't know if it works here in America. Hacked Facebook users could be owed as much as, ready? $8,000. Boom! Bring it on!
I could use the $8,000.
I'm telling you. It's not like Zuckerberg can't afford it, by the way.
You know what was really disturbing about Facebook's handling of that? Look, I mean, I get that they're a company that is vulnerable to hackers. Okay, fine. Everybody is, I guess, right? But they knew about this on Tuesday, and yet they didn't disclose to the people whose accounts were hacked until Friday.
Yeah.
So why did it take 3 days for them to disclose that people's information had been compromised and given to these bad actors? People could have used that time, those 3 days, to, you know, change their passwords.
Yeah,
to,
exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Get some sort of personal data security program. So I really think Facebook mishandled that. And it's just every week it seems like Facebook does something wrong. And that's what they did last week.
I know, which I think they should have the Federal Communications Commission over. See Google and Facebook and Microsoft, and I'm sorry to say that, but Twitter especially. You really, and I am, don't touch me, government. I want to be by myself. I'm more libertarian like that, especially when it comes to the IRS, the fact that they could go in and then take your home or put a lien. How dare you tell me you're going to put a lien against somebody's house because they're trying and struggling to pay taxes for what? So we could pay for another Russia collusion delusion probe? So we could pay for the Democrats and starting asking for the FBI? Someone's got to pay the FBI. don't that I don't understand. But when it comes to this everyday usage of by tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people, the FCC's got to get involved. And I don't know how the president does it without severe criticism. But if you're gonna regulate this, what we're talking on right here on broadcast radio. Then you should really, I think, the government should try to regulate Google and Twitter, because they're really going. And what Frank just said about Facebook and what happened and how they were late, I think they're doing something. This is what I always assume. Facebook and Twitter always have an end game, and that is just to just go against the regular Americans. It might be really paranoid. I feel really paranoid. They really do. I think they shut us down if we believe in the country, if we're patriotic. Now I got my Google calendar. It's Columbus Day Monday. Hey, I don't care what they say. I have to debrief my children when they come home from school. Christopher Columbus discovered America. Deal with it. Deal with it. Don't believe all the press. It's just a takedown of Italian Americans. You know, Columbus discovered America. Period. That is just, that is it. And now I read on my calendar. Oh, it's Indigenous People Day. So stop with that, man. I'm telling you, we're the last of the Mohicans. Speaking of Native Americans, we're the last of the Mohicans. We really are. And I ain't going down. I never went down, Ray. You never got me down, right? De Niro, you know, politics aside, Bobby De Niro and Raging Bull, Scorsese's Raging Bull, he wouldn't go down. We ain't going down. We are not going down. But it's a fight, and it ain't easy. I'll tell you, it's not easy. 6:30 with Joe on the radio. So the Senate Judiciary Committee reading here released an executive summary of the FBI's confidential supplemental background report into Judge Kavanaugh late Thursday, which key swing vote senators vowed they would continue to review Friday ahead of a major vote on his confirmation. According to the summary of the secret report released by the Republican Committee majority, the FBI agents interviewed 10 people, reached out to 11, focusing only on witnesses with potential firsthand knowledge of alleged sexual misconduct by Kavanaugh. Among those questions were Mark Judge, P.J. Smythe, Leland Kaiser, three individuals that Ford claimed were present. You know, they did a good job. And I have to tell you, Ari Fleischer tweeted out something on Twitter that was really interesting, how he said, wasn't it great how the FBI director, Chris Wray, didn't have a press conference, and he didn't make a big thing about it. You know, I mean, really, you know what I mean? And everything else, the FBI's got to step up, and they have to, what happened with James Comey, here, this is Ari Fleischer here. Anyone notice what the FBI director did not do? He did not hold a news conference to release the Bureau's findings. He did not decide what conclusion a superior agency like the Senate must reach. He did not make himself the center of attention. And then Ari closes it out saying, I hope James Comey was watching. Bingo. Thank you. It's exactly right. So kudos to the FBI for being so stellar in this regard. 6:32, Frankie is here. And Al, how was the, you know, you were so excited, your beer cast thing. I've never seen you happier. We had to clear the studio because Al has like a beer cast. I don't even know when it's on, but it's on.
Sunday night's 11 o'clock.
Okay, there it is. Of course. So great. So I'm sleeping, but it's fine. So
am I. I taped the show. Sorry.
Just roll it.
Let me
roll it.
The bubble. Anyway, yeah.
Huh?
What?
Isn't that? What's that? So me and Five Boroughs, I have so much to do. We have everything's so busy, and it's right. All great. And by the grace of God, it's all great. So meantime, we get bum rushed out of the studio.
No, that's
so,
not true.
And so people come in and hi, what do you do? Oh, I have a craft beer in Uganda, and I'm gonna talk to
no,
Al about
that's not
about
a craft beer in Uganda.
Yeah,
he is
a
chef.
It was
West
Ghana.
Africa.
Well, wherever it was West African crab, which is great, you know. And then Al's happy as I've ever seen him. The grumpster is walking around going, "Hi, this is Joe Piscopo. Joe Piscopo, hi, you're here." Well, I kind of work for Al. I work for Al.
Do you notice
I'm Al's sidekick on the radio.
When Chef David Burke comes in on Tuesdays, do you notice how excited I get when the chef comes in?
Is that food?
Right, food. Yeah. Now, Chef.
But David Burke does that when he walks into a room.
He lights up a room. Chef Z. Kumbala, who was here yesterday, you can hear the interview Sunday night at 11 o'clock.
Get the plug, frankly.
Well, you're leading me into it, so I might as well plug it. I get yelled at for everything else. Anyway,
Darren's coming in. Yeah. And as I'm leaving, Frank, I hear this. I'll actually say the words. This is my executive producer. Me and you are like scrambling. Computers are dangling.
I didn't even get it.
Wires are dangling. Papers are under my arm. Huh? Say what?
Yeah, I didn't even get introduced to those people. I had to introduce myself.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's how it works. I should have said this is Ed Morano.
I wish you were happy about this. We have fun in the morning.
Why do you think I'm not? Whoa, wait a second. Do you think I'm not happy about working on this show?
No, I don't think you are at all.
Really?
No, not like that. No.
No.
That's true. Not that happy.
Food in every morning.
All right.
Not a problem.
I got you. Now we know what
bacon?
It is.
Bacon? Just a tray of bacon every morning? I'm in good shape.
But hey, bacon
listen,
on
he
a
made,
stick
the chef made tacos. The chef made tacos for everybody. Everybody in the office
in the
was very happy.
We did?
In the sales area. But people got to try it, and they loved it. Eric Metaxas couldn't stop raving about it. He grabbed the taco before he went in for the show.
Did the tacos make it from the sales department to the studio before they were scoffed by the feeding frenzy?
Everybody ate. It was great. It was a great time.
All right, now it's 6:34. We got a lot to get into.
And it was Chef's first time on the radio, Joe. I was trying to make him feel welcome.
You know what? I appreciate you doing that. That was a nice
disadvantaged youth. Went to school at Graham Wyndham. They helped him to become a chef. So great story.
I do think there's something to what you're saying, though, Joe. I think the beer show may be too much of a distraction for Al.
Here we go.
His duties on the morning show.
Here we go.
Are you going to make a call?
No. I'm not going to intervene like a Russian meddler. But I think you might
Russian meddler.
You may have a point there, Joe.
I'm just saying, Al, if you're happy, we're happy.
Exactly.
Hey, no, you're not. You want to see me miserable? That's what it is.
I do like you like
you,
that.
You really do. You enjoy me miserable.
What did Al do? What did Al do before you came on the air, Joe? I said he was quiet, he was nice, and he was happy.
Exactly. Thankfully, we put an end to that.
I made him
a star.
He's a star, and he's miserable. Great. Back to you, Chet.
Good tool on my... Oh, there's so much to get into. Keith Abel is going to join us.
Because he's not able to make dinner tonight, we're sending him to... We're sending listeners directly to the restaurant he and his wife are at.
Oh, good.
So they can find him.
It's actually, we're probably not going out to dinner tonight because my wife has a cold. She's staying home from work today.
So you can come with us.
No,
so good.
I'm not.
Yeah,
no. Yeah, good. So while she's sick... Honey, you okay? Good. I'm going to go to Dino and Harry's now and have a big steak.
Sure. Come on.
Well, you're sitting there.
But I'll bring you. What would you like, honey? I'll bring you something home. Boom.
Very
end
nice.
Of story. And she could watch her favorite television show.
No.
Without you criticizing it as she's watching it.
I don't do. Well, I do that. I took a shot.
No, how did I know? I don't know. I've never been there. I took a shot. All right. Keith Abel coming up momentarily. 6:36 with Frank and Al. Al's got the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
61 degrees at 6:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New Jersey Transit up and running again this morning, but 30-minute delays in and out of Penn Station. Service suspended for hours last night following a so-called minor derailment near the terminal. 1,000 commuters stranded on a Montclair-Bouton line train for 2 hours until being rescued by firefighters. No one hurt, but the FDNY says they took one woman to the hospital after she had a panic attack. Candidate for New York Governor Mark Molinaro says waste and inefficiency must be confronted within the MTA before a long-term revenue source is established. He acknowledged that congestion pricing makes sense as a way to fund subway repairs, which the incumbent Governor Cuomo supports. Molinaro says his tax plan would allow for residents to deduct congestion pricing expenses from their income tax if such a measure was passed. He accused Governor Cuomo of being unwilling to confront spending issues within the current MTA structure. And there's word a reputed mobster has been shot and killed at a McDonald's in the Bronx. The Post reports 71-year-old Sylvester Zatola, who was injured in an attempted assassination 3 months ago, shot and killed at the restaurant on Webster Avenue in Belmont Street shortly before 5 yesterday. Zatola was a suspected Bonanno crime family associate. No arrests have been made. In sports, Yankees starting left-hander Jay Happ in Game 1 of their AL Division Series tonight in Boston. Boston will send ace Chris Sale to the mound. First playoff meeting between the teams since 2004. Masahiro Tanaka will oppose David Price in Game 2 tomorrow. The Predators beat the Rangers 3-2 and the Islanders over the Hurricanes in overtime 2-1 to open up the hockey season. In Thursday Night Football, Patriots beat the Colts 38-24. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerone's got the answer.
Mostly clear, 63 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. The accident on the FDR northbound at 116th Street, just the left lane's getting by. Roadwork gone in Queens on the Belt Parkway eastbound by Casino Boulevard. Still the roadwork on the Belt Parkway eastbound Merrick Boulevard out to the southern state, just the right lane's getting by. Alternate side in effect, inbound George 10 to 15 for the upper, 5 to 10 at the lower. Inbound Lincoln 10, the Holland is 10 from either approach. New Jersey Transit trains, 30-minute delays still into and out of New York Penn from yesterday. yesterday's issue. Bronx River Parkway southbound near the Cross County. Looks like all lanes are closed. They're getting rid of a box truck that shouldn't be there. And delays on the island on the southern state westbound solid Nassau to Elmont Road. Your forecast, sunny and cooler today. The high only 67 degrees. Clear skies tonight down to 59 in the city. Saturday, partly sunny and 68. Sunday, partly sunny but warmer. Sunday's high, 79. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Hiring? Try ZipRecruiter. Unlike most job boards, ZipRecruiter finds candidates for you and actively invites them to apply so you get qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/join.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. Simply email the question to Mike Connors at askmikeconnors@gmail.com. You can also call 718-238-6500. Make sure that you listen to Mike Connors and Ask the Lawyer Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570 The Mission and Saturday nights at 6 on AM 970 The Answer.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1313 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1313.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dr. Keith Ablo coming up momentarily. I did want to tell you about Dino and Harry's, if I may. Dino and Harry's, the number one steakhouse in all of New Jersey. You get mouth-watering steaks. The best cut of meat is at Dino and Harry's that you will have. And you can travel to all the big steakhouses in New York. You could go around the country like I do. And you're always going to come back to Hoboken, New Jersey. And you're going to go onto 14th Street in Hoboken, 163 14th Street. And you will find the best steak anywhere, not only in New Jersey, in my opinion, around the country. Dino and Harry's. But if you like seafood, if you like chicken dishes and fresh vegetables, I have my asparagus grill. I just grill my asparagus like that. I have a baked potato. They make everything exactly how I like it, and picky me. But when I want to eat a steak, because I'm not a red meat guy, I go to Dino and Harry's, and I suggest that you do the same. Also, when you walk in, man, the decor is so cool looking. It's one of the most beautiful buildings right in there. I told you they shot on the waterfront in Dino and Harry's. On the waterfront with Brando, man. City Hall with Pacino and Aiello. How cool is that, right? Go online at DinoandHarrys.com. Check out the menu. Make reservations. You never know which celebrity or sports star you might be dining next to. Might be the morning show when you go over there. 201-6, except for Al. 201-659-6202. 201-659-6202. Dino and Harry's, 163 14th Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. Make reservations today. You tell them that your pally Joey Piscopo sent you.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning, good morning. Jersey Joe on the radio at 6:43. It is Friday, October 5th, 2018. Happy fall. Rolling into, like, what are the kids going to be for Halloween? My least favorite holiday, by the way. I am so puzzled by Halloween. It's like Satan's holiday. Don't get it, but we're going into it.
The Satan's holiday?
You're happy now, right?
No, I'm kidding. I don't
celebrate
want that one listener to
my holiday, huh?
Yeah. No, I
never understood the holiday.
It's fun. It's a fun holiday. You dress up, go get candy and stuff.
Yeah, let's dress up and be somebody else. I mean, what is that?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, no, I mean, unless you're getting paid and you're an actor, then I can understand.
I see.
But just to go around and beg, grovel for candy?
Well, you live in the wilderness. I don't know what candy is around by you. You know, people.
No one shows up at the door, Al.
There's here's some anybody. Nuts for the squirrels. You know, go crazy, kids. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. You got a nut allergy? You know, I mean, come on.
Hey, little squirrels come up, you know, the little bear yeah. comes up.
Oh. Hey there, boo boo. Maybe he's got some treats for us.
We got nothing. In my house, we call witness protection. It's so far.
Yeah, see,
there.
I don't understand why you don't like Halloween. Nobody comes to your place. They can't find it. I mean, right.
It's Halloween night.
That probably says something about you psychologically.
Yeah, well,
I have to ask Dr. Abloh.
Yeah, we should ask him right now.
We will talk. You know what? It's very, very true, Frank. That's a very, very good idea and brilliant, brilliant segue, Mr. Producer. Thank you so much. Dr. Keith Abloh, yeah, me and Al, we'll rant on silly stuff for 4 hours. Let's get to the heart of the matter. Dr. Keith Abloh is the official psychiatrist of the Joe Piscopo Show, a spokesperson for Brainsway Depression Treatment. Dr. Keith, welcome back to the program, sir.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me, man. It's always good to be back.
You know, Keith, getting right to the heart of the matter, we were just talking about it. I'm in the city. I get claustrophobic in the city a little bit. Love New York, heart and soul. I'm a Jersey guy. Love New York. It's like you like Boston, these great cities. But there are times I just got to get out. And then when I move out to a place, no neighbors, don't look at me. I want to just be by myself. That's healthy, correct, Dr. Abloh?
You gotta let yourself breathe, man.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, with your expansive mind, you need to let it sometimes run free.
Yeah, oh, I love you for that, Keith. It's so true, because I do. I could, as soon as I got out, I get out of the city, I get closer to the house, you know, out in the country like that. I go, okay, I could just chill a little bit. And my family comes from Newark, but you like to just get out there. Hey, Keith, I have to ask you, if I can, about this op-ed from Judge Kavanaugh, highlighting his independence and impartiality. But what was your now? See, I like when he came out angry. I want a Supreme Court justice like that. I like Antonin Scalia. When you looked at Antonin Scalia, you thought he was going to snap at any moment, Scalia. I like that. What was your take on Judge Kavanaugh's temperament, sir?
Hey, absolutely. This is a human being, and I like that. I like the fact that you can believe him because not everything is scripted. And, you know, in some ways, you want to judge with heart. So, you know, everyone's nightmare ought to be that you go in, God forbid, to court, you know, things happen in life, and the person sitting in judgment of you has no affect, is completely disconnected, is like Mustafa Mond in Brave New World, you know, just where the savage is saying, I claim all of these things for myself and you won't resonate with me. It's, look, this guy has a heart. Why can't we have a judge who shows some affect, some emotion, is a real person, instead of, I might say, someone who can't wear her glasses right, who has a little baby voice, and who can't remember where she's been. Like, that's his accuser. Okay.
Keith,
I say the judge wins.
You know, I don't want to chuckle, but you're absolutely right. The glasses were askew. What was that?
I don't, Joe,
were they fake? Do you think they were fake glasses, doctor?
Dude, I may have lost my mind, right? The psychiatrist may have lost his mind, but I'm listening to like even the pundits on, say, even Fox News saying, well, I mean, she was credible and he was credible. What? She was credible. I mean, she was at the point of tears, it seemed to me, without a tear for hours. Her glasses look like, you know, something that a 5-year-old girl wouldn't quite get right on her doll. Right? This is a woman who I think, sadly, was perhaps manipulated by the left and is, I don't know, but I would say not well.
Yeah,
I mean, is it okay for me to say?
Absolutely.
As a psychiatrist,
listen, I'm an amateur doc. We turn to you for the expert opinion. She looked She looked like she had issues to me. And I'm just, I say that in the most objective way, with great sympathy, you know. And
that woman knocked on your door in the middle of the night, okay, and said, I'm lost. Would you not say, yeah, but you can't come in here. We'll call the police for you, but ma'am, you can't come in here because we may all end up, you know, knifed 75 times.
Yeah, God forbid. Yeah, that's
this
an interesting
thing. Out of some bad Stephen King novel.
I know, but could the events she talked about have been the result of recovered memories or something in the deep recesses of her mind?
Sure. You know, I want to have empathy for everyone there, but for the grace of God goes anybody. Sure, you know, maybe this was suggested to her by a therapist, maybe this or that, but and something happened, okay? Whenever I listen to someone who seems to have the voice of a child.
Yes.
And, you know, who can't remember many things. I don't remember. I don't remember where it was. I don't remember when it was. I don't remember which house it was. Look, you know, something has shaken this person. She looks shaken. Even her glasses on her, she looks like someone just shook her.
Yeah.
And she's been through something.
Yeah.
Like to trot her out.
Yes.
Like think about that. The left trots out someone who, I don't know why half of America says, well, she seems very credible and very sincere. I thought, oh my God, you found somebody really, really not well and manipulated her into appearing before the Senate committee. What a travesty.
Yeah, that is so sad. And what can we determine before we let you go, Dr. Keith? What can we determine from
a policy? I'm not going. I'm staying for the day with you guys, okay?
I mean, Lord knows.
I'll testify here for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my glasses at a 92-degree angle.
Doc, you're the best. What can we determine from the polygraph tests, man? Did she fake that polygraph test? I mean, she took two questions. I mean, can you trust that, Doc?
Nah, look, you can't. You got to get an independent polygraph expert. You still might not be able to trust it. But, you know, look, get five independent polygraph people. And if you get a 5 out of 5, then I'd start listening. Before that, I wouldn't. And frankly, I don't know if this woman is connected to anything. So if someone said to me, look, we did. We got 5 out of 5 with this woman.
Yeah.
I'd say, yeah, but I don't even know if she knows whether she was across the street last night.
Wow.
Like, I watched her and I was like,
yeah.
What? Like,
yeah.
This is your witness? This is my accuser?
Yeah.
Are
yeah.
you kidding me?
Yeah. Hey, Dr. Ablo, on Senator Flake, Jeff Flake, I mean, is he's using this. Somehow I don't trust this guy. And it all kind of depends on him and Murkowski and Collins and Manchin. But Flake,
He's out of his mind. Look, out of this guy.
I mean, he's,
Flake.
It's like
votes for a man named Flake? What kind of a state puts a guy named Flake senator?
But doesn't
senator
he? He's got, it out for Donald Trump. I've been
he
saying that.
He's going to be president. I'm going to be the savior of the nation, Smith goes. Give me a break. Look, what do you say if somebody comes into the elevator with you and starts screaming at you? You get up, don't you have any spine left in you, man?
Yeah.
You say, listen, you're either going to stop yelling at me or I'm going to call security and you're going to be taken out of this building.
Wow.
Instead, he looks like somebody just shook him. We have the shake syndrome here.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is. He listened to the woman who looked like she had been shaken, and now he's shaken. Like, stop it.
Dr. Keith Ablo.
Get Joe Piscopo to be governor and then run for president
and
heal our nation.
That is it. Dr. Keith Ablo, you got to check out Dr. Keith's website for the Brainsway depression treatment as well. Dr. Keith, it's always a privilege to have you with us, Keith. Great take, great conversation, and let's talk soon. And please come to New York so we can get together, okay?
I will. Love it. Talk to you.
Okay.
Soon.
Love you, Keith. Thank you so much, Dr. Keith Ablo. Susie Cerrone on the roads at 6:52 on AM 970, The Answer.
And, Joe, better news on the east side. The accident gone on the FDR north near 116th Street. Just a minor delay northbound, but again, everything is open. Late running road work is gone on the Belt Parkway eastbound and the LIE eastbound. Pretty heavy on the Deegan south and already from McLean Avenue and Yonkers down to the Cross Bronx inbound, George. 25 for the upper, 15 for the lower. The inbound Lincoln is 10. Holland about 15 from either approach. Alternate side in effect. Heavy delays in New Jersey on 287 south on heading into exit 3. You'll need about an extra 15 minutes there. Good news in Yonkers. Box truck is gone. Everything's open on the Bronx River Parkway southbound near the Cross County Parkway. Accident on the Northern State westbound near the Meadowbrook has the left lane out. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970. The Answer.
For our Ask the Lawyer friends and listeners, you can attend any of Connors and Sullivan's free seminars on elder law, Medicaid, wills, and estate planning, and more.
Yes, it's all free and all close to you. So come to Connors and Sullivan's free seminars.
On Tuesday, October 23rd at Bocelli Ristorante, 1250 Highland Boulevard in Staten Island at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m., and at the 3 West Club, 3 West 51st Street in Midtown Manhattan on Thursday, October 25th. At 11 a.m. and 3 p.m.
Can't go to any Connors and Sullivan's free seminars? Then call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment.
Make an educated decision on your estate and family legal solutions today. Just call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 or go to connorsandsullivan.com. Connors and Sullivan. Plan now for later.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Sunshine mixing with clouds today. Cooler, less humid than yesterday. The afternoon high about 65. Increasing clouds tonight. There may be some fog inland overnight, low 57. Tomorrow, cloudy and damp in the morning. Look for the sky to brighten up in the afternoon, especially in the city and along the coast, high 67. And for Sunday, some low clouds and fog giving way to partly sunny skies. It'll become warmer and more humid. The afternoon high 79. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe Lumberg, Joe Piscopo. It is 6:56 right now on AM 970. The Answer, Parry and Sons. That's where you want to go in Franklin Lakes. You know, right off of, right up there in Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. I got there so quick. I went right up to Bergen County. Boom! There's Glenn Parry, suit and tie. By the way, love a jeweler who wears a suit and tie. You know, looking very, very spiffy. Took my jewelry there. They will take in your old tire jewelry and make it look brand spanking new. I tell you that every morning. They're like real jewelers. Parry and Sons are real jewelers. They service, they repair, they restore. They did that with me, and then Katie walked me around. Katie, Debbie, and Maria are there. Beautiful Parry family who have been in business, by the way, 96 years. You got to see the diamonds at Parry and Sons. Let Glenn or Debbie or Katie walk you around, and they'll tell you about the four C's that you don't understand that they do, so they give you the best value for what you're going to buy. Plus, they offer the famous diamond buyback guarantee. Parry and Sons, right there, convenient to get to on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, or you may want to start here, parryanddiamonds.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
On the radio, apparently Al's music has gone awry again. Did we lose it, Al?
The cable didn't fire off. What the?
Oh, here we go. Oh, good. He's getting angry. My day is made.
Get this man a taco.
Get him a beer.
Would you just have beer? Psst. I was saying, that's what I think.
And I had something really good, too. What's the matter? I see.
Save it.
See, it's not working now. Oh, right. Come on.
We'll get it. We'll get it for you.
Not happy.
I'm going to take you to the Apple store. You're going to get a fine Apple product. It'll last about a week before they bring out a new product.
But what a week.
But the best week of your life. You'll go, how does this Apple work? And then it all goes away. Then it just all goes away. Right. Hey, Gary Goldberg coming up telling you what you could do with your money. But you know what? We're going to have a chance to chat a little bit at the top of next hour. If you want to call, love to hear what you got to say. Help me out. You make me feel sane when we talk to you, you know? Sometimes you gather around a kitchen table and everybody's disagreeing and everything. But if you could speak some sense, we'd appreciate it because this is a crazy world. Does Judge Kavanaugh or does he not? Did he not earn his spot on the Supreme Court? 877-970-2999. And we'll break it down. What senators we got to look for to vote which way? And Frankie Five Boroughs will break that down for us. Representative Tom MacArthur on the show. Jeffrey Lyons, Mike Gallagher, Elias Huzamadine, Steve Adubato, Mary Papayo. You want to hear Mary. But Piscopo in the morning with Alan Frank. We're coming right
now. News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
63 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. One person dead following a fatal car crash in Franklin Township. Cops shut down Easton Avenue for several hours yesterday as they investigated the incident. The identity of the crash victim is yet to be released. The Central Park Conservancy offering a guide on its website to help people get the best view of the park's full foliage. The park has more than 170 species of trees, from American elm to scarlet oak. In addition, there are dozens of sugar maples, which turn a spectacular orange, and black tupelos that fill with crimson colors. There's also sweet gum trees, which were likely growing wild before the park's construction and offer the widest color range of all the park's trees. In sports, Predators beat the Rangers 3-2, Islanders over the Hurricanes 2-1 in overtime. Thursday Night Football, the Patriots beat the Colts 38-24.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.